Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts with more on whether it really matters. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last program, we shared the benefits of the system of dams and locks along the Snake River that provide navigation and shipping for moving huge amounts of products up and down the Snake and Columbia Rivers, as well as production of significant amounts of carbon-free electrical power. Our trip to the Lower Granite Dam drove home how this well-managed system not only produces a scale and scope of benefits that we can take advantage of, but also provides a 98% protection rate for all types of salmon that move up and down the river from their life cycle to travel to the Pacific Ocean or back to the places they hatched as babies to spawn. You might have heard that the Lower Granite Dam and the whole system of dams on the Snake are on the chopping block for really no other purpose than advocates who don't like having man-made dams on the river. I'm sure that those who oppose the dams would make a better case for their cause than I'm able to explain, but against the backdrop and hype of how we need to do more to reduce our carbon footprints, the multiple benefits we saw from our visit to the Snake River and these dams makes a very compelling argument that taking these dams out would be a serious mistake. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.